right, guys, welcome to a brand new episode of SideQuest Podcast. Listen in and level up. I have a great episode for you today, but first, as always, let's get through the show notes. If you're not following the Facebook page, head over to Facebook, type SideQuest Fitness into the search bar, and like the page. There, you're going to get updates on podcast episodes, articles when they get posted, and you're going to get a brand new taco recipe every Tuesday for Taco Camp, plus lots of other shenanigans and nerd talk throughout the week. So make sure you head over to Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. My handle is SideQuestFM. If you want to see some cool videos and random stuff on Instagram as well, you can follow me on Instagram. Same handle, SideQuestFM. Or follow me on Snapchat, SideQuestFit. Follow me there. Send me your questions. I want to get all the questions from you, help you as much as I can on your fitness journey or your journey in life, whatever it may be. But head over to Snapchat, SideQuestFit. Follow me there. You get a little more personal, in-depth look at the shenanigans I get into throughout every day. But I do love getting questions from the community, so please send them out to me. If you have not left a review for the podcast, please head over to iTunes. If you're not listening on iTunes and you listen on SoundCloud or Stitcher, leave a review there as well. When you leave reviews, it helps me move up the charts on the iTunes store so that more people can see and hear the amazing guests that I've had on and have on each and every single week. So make sure you head over there. And don't forget, if you haven't picked up your copy of the 7 Principles of Fat Loss, head over to sidequestfitness.com/7principles, and you can pick up your copy of the 7 Principles of Fat Loss. These are the same 7 principles I follow each and every day and teach my clients to help them shred away more body fat, unlock heroic strength, and just look better naked. So if you want to unlock strength or just look better naked in the mirror, head over again, grab those 7 principles of fat loss, and start following those today. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. So over the last few months, you have heard me talking about my online clients, and you've heard from a few of my online clients as well about what they've done on their fitness quest with me. With summer heading in, I am taking a few more clients on to help people get ready for summer, help you get ready for bikini season or swimsuit season, or maybe this is your first time. Maybe you've decided that that's it. You want to get in shape and you need someone to help you with your journey. On your journey, you need a Gandalf and a Samwise to guide you as you head into Frodo. And I am your Gandalf and Samwise all packed in to one. I am taking on a few more clients. If you are interested, head over to sidequestfitness.com/coach and check out the page. You can apply there. You can find out more about what coaching entails and also see some of the amazing transformations that my clients have had while working with me. So head over to sidequestfitness.com/coach and apply today. Oh, it's podcast time. Here we go. Welcome to another show, everybody. Robbie here, SideQuest Fitness. Boom! Bringing you the knowledge, the gains to level up and improve your life and your health and everything else. Today, I'm going to talk about protein. Protein, if you will. We're going to talk about how to sneak protein into your diet. Wait, sneak? Why do you want to sneak? Well, here's the thing. Sometimes it's really hard to hit those protein numbers that I give my clients. So there's a few things you can add into foods and that you can add in that aren't eating more chicken or downing another protein shake that can give you added protein and help you achieve your fat loss goals. So let's hop into the show and find out the ways to be a ninja and sneak in protein to your diet. Step up and you gotta get it fitness. Host Rob at the moment and the quest is, you gotta check it and wreck it. You're breaking personal records, and with the help of the guests, you won't be guessing on the lessons. That's a plus 5 fierce. Got a low key Banff right here. You wanna meet him, there's no better way to greet him than to strike a boss pose. Take a look into the mirror. Protein, 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 protein. Boom. You know you gotta love it. You love it. Protein, it's great. It's healthy. It's good for you. It's in everything now. It's in fucking Cheerios. Protein Cheerios. Protein cereal, protein everything. You see it now. Like, go to the grocery store and look. Like, everywhere. Added protein. Now with more protein. Protein's kind of become a buzzword. Like, a huge buzzword. Because you remember, like, a few years ago, it was gluten-free, non-GMO. Like, organic has been a buzzword for, like, a decade now or more. But now,
Now it's all about the protein. All about that protein. Why? Well, one, more medical literature is starting to show that higher protein diets are optimal for fat loss. And most people probably don't get enough protein. Like, really, if you look at it, most people don't get enough protein in the day. Very, very easy to get fats and carbs. Not very easy to get protein. So, how do you get more protein in your diet? This is something a lot of my female clients struggle with because they're like, I don't want to eat any more chicken. Guys, you can just throw a steak in front of them and we're like, steak. But even guys struggle. I have male clients who struggle to get 170 grams of protein a day. And that's without supplements. So how can you get more protein? If you don't want to drink a supplement, if you don't want to buy protein powder, you want to get it from Whole Foods and food sources. How do you get more protein? All right. Here are five ways, five different protein sources you can use to be a ninja and sneak protein, extra protein, into your day. Above all, the one that I love to use, number one, egg whites. 1/3 cup of egg whites yields 10 grams of protein. Now, here's the thing. Eating egg whites by themselves, they're not super delicious. Like, that's the thing about protein. Like, real, that's the, like, chicken is delicious. Like, all right, chicken breast versus chicken thighs. Chicken thighs are way tastier. Why? They have more fat. Fat and carbs provide taste. It's what our taste buds sense. It's what our body craves for energy. Protein doesn't have as much taste. So egg whites aren't as tasty. Now, ways you can make them tasty, put a little hot sauce on top of it. But if you don't want to eat just plain egg whites or you don't want an egg white omelet, how do you get them? How do you get them into your diet? How do you sneak them in? Here's how I do it. I sneak 1/3 cup of egg whites into my oatmeal in the morning. You never taste the egg whites. They cook right into the oats. You don't taste them because you're tasting the oatmeal. And you're getting an extra 10 grams of protein without having to really eat another food source because it's already in the oats. It's the perfect way to sneak in extra protein into your diet is eating egg whites. I fucking love putting it in my oatmeal. It's delicious. I've been doing it for like over a year now. Started doing it about a year ago, and it's really helped me hit my protein goals, especially when I'm on a cut and my protein is really high. But egg whites. And you can get them, if you buy them in bulk, I think I can get a box of like 6 at Sam's for less than $10. Way less than that, actually. If you buy them at a grocery store, they're going to be a little more expensive, just because grocery stores versus Sam's are. It's a bulk store. But egg whites are great. Number two, non-fat, low-fat cheese. That is one of the hardest things to learn when you start counting macros and like when you spend a few months really weighing out food and learning what is in the food you eat is being like, oh God, 1 ounce of cheese is so small and there's more fat than protein. The average like 1 ounce cut of mozzarella, cheddar, you're looking at 8 to 9 grams of fat, 5 to 7 grams of protein. Now, ideally, the optimal fat to protein ratio in terms of fat loss that you want is 2 to 1. So like 2 times the amount of protein per gram of fat. So chicken breast has 1.5, maybe 2 grams of fat to 22 grams of protein. Well, that's friggin' perfect. You might find some other things that have like 9 grams of protein to like 3 grams of fat. Perfect. That's what you want to opt for is you want more protein. Some people say 3 to 1. I like to say 2 to 1. But 3 to 1 is probably a bit more optimal. But non-fat, low-fat cheese. So you're looking at like non-fat mozzarella. There are great cuts of Cabot cheese, which are like 75% fat-free, 50% fat-free. So they have more protein. and less fat. And that's a great way to get extra protein in. So for instance, like part skim ricotta, part skim feta, low fat cheddar, can have 2 to 4 grams of fat and 7 to 9 grams of protein. So you're still getting that cheese. You can still put that cheese on top of your chicken. You can still put that cheese on top of your lean beef burger. You don't have to sacrifice the cheese. You just got to find the cheese that's higher in protein. And those little cheese sticks, you know, the little cheese sticks we used to peel apart as a kid. Those are fucking phenomenal. I think there's maybe 1 gram of fat to like 9 grams of protein in those. So those are perfect. Great snack. That, a couple of those and like an apple, that'll get you through a few hours. But looking for those lower fat versions of cheese that have more protein. So just flip it over, look at the label, see what it says. Obviously leaner cuts of meat, always the best way to sneak in. And I'm talking like 96.4, for ground beef, even like fat-free turkey or like really lean 99.1 lean ground turkey. Again, you're going to have to throw in plenty of spices just because without the fat, it's not going to be as tasty as ones that have more fat. So throw in plenty of spices. But again, leaner ground beef, leaner ground turkey, you're looking at you're looking at anywhere from like 2 to like 6 grams of fat with like 20 to 25 grams of protein. So that's almost a 5-to-1, fat to protein ratio, which is huge. Look for that. When it comes to steak, look for really lean cuts of steak. I have round, you don't want things like ribeye, but look for leaner cuts of steak. I have round, is really good. Flank steak, topside sirloin are usually your best bet when it comes to getting lean steak. And of course, you know, there's always chicken. And one that a lot of people forget about, fish. Fish is delish. Shrimp, dude, shrimp has an 18 to 1 fat to protein ratio. Shrimp did get a little expensive as of recently. But get those little salad shrimp, even get the big shrimp. You can put them on a salad. You can put them on, you can make a shrimp burger. You can make, shrimp tacos. But shrimp are basically just straight protein. And like the little salad shrimp you can put on top of your salad, that's 18 grams on top of your salad right there. And it's not a huge serving, but 18 grams of protein. Non-fat Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt has become a huge thing. But non-fat is what you want to look for. Now, you will notice this more in the Oikos, the Cam Newton, triple zero protein, Greek yogurt is like all straight protein. But there's a lot of Greek yogurt out there and some of it is high fat, full fat. There's like, there's a lower fat version. The basic Chobani, is like anywhere from 4 to 7 grams of fat, but you're only getting 10 to 12 grams of protein in those, like the standard, all the flavored Chobanis, but you're getting a lot more carbs, just because they are adding a little extra sugar and fruit into all of that as well. So, things like the triple zero, and just the ones that have, I think there's a Chobani zero fat. It's zero fat, 22 grams of protein, 22 or in 20 grams of carbs. Fine. But that's a great way to get extra protein. You can add that into a smoothie. If you're making like a protein smoothie, you can add it in the morning to your breakfast, or you can get those little cups and have them as a snack in the day. And if you're really struggling to get protein and snacking is a thing that you have to do, I would rather you get the triple zero with 15 grams of protein and have that during the day as like a snack to get that extra protein to hit your goals. You can also use Greek yogurt for dip. So with the summer coming up, you can make a high protein dip. I'll give you a quick recipe. So you're going to use a cup of non-fat Greek yogurt, and then you're just going to throw in some basic things to make a sort of onion dip. You're going to use some dried parsley, 2 to 3 tablespoons, 1.5 teaspoons of dried dill, 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 2 teaspoons of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 teaspoon of salt with a cup of non-fat Greek yogurt. And that's going to give you a great little ranch Caesar dressing sort of tasty dip there for veggies or a salad dressing if you want to use it as a salad dressing. So that's another great way to sneak in extra protein. Again, another thing you can do, protein bars, protein cookies, protein chips, like from Quest. Be very careful with all of those. The reason I trust Quest is I know the product, I know the company, but the protein bars that I suggest are Quest and Muscle Farm. The birthday cake Muscle Farm is dope. And there's some other good ones out there as well. Like the Think Thin bars are kind of good. But again, you want to find ones that are high in protein. Some of them are going to have more fat and more carbs and claim they're high in protein, but they're not. And things like those Lenny's cookies and all that, watch out for those. You got to look at those serving sizes, guys. They literally get you on that. They really get you on that. So just be on the lookout. But I prefer Quest, Muscle Farm for bars. And the Quest chips aren't bad. They just kind of taste like communion wafers to me, but they're not horrible. So if you want some sort of salty, chippy, you know, sort of taste, those are good as well. Here's the one, my key, my big key for really sneaking in extra protein, and one that a lot of people don't realize. But you can sneak it into your oatmeal like I do in the morning, and you can sneak it into your shakes. Powdered peanut butter. Boom. PB2. You're looking at, or the one I use is PB Fit. You're looking at like 1 to 1.5 grams of fat to like 7 to 8 grams of protein. 50 calories. 2 tablespoons is a serving size. So if you use 4 tablespoons, you're getting like 15 to 16 grams of protein for 100 calories. Add that into the Greek yogurt, and you get a nice little peanut butter. You can make peanut butter with it. Just add a little water. Tastes like peanut butter. It's amazing. You would think that it wouldn't, but it tastes like peanut butter. Add it into your shakes. Add it into your oatmeal. But get that extra like 7 to 8 grams of protein. If you do that a couple times throughout the day, you're really going to help yourself there as well. So powdered peanut butter is amazing. For my vegan friends out there who might be listening, there's another great, and I'm sure you guys know this, but even if you're not, and you're looking for something that has a lot of fiber and a lot of protein, lentils. Personally, I'm not a big fan. Maybe I just haven't had them prepared correctly. But you're looking at 15 grams of fiber and 15 grams of protein. Lentils are going to sit on your stomach and keep you feeling full for a long time. But a great way to prepare them is use some onions, tomatoes, and then just cook them in a little bit of oil, just like a teaspoon. And you can make like a lentil salad. You can boil them. But just look for a few ways to find that. But lentils are a great source of protein, 15 grams plus 15 grams of fiber. So they're a great vegetarian source. And if you just want a new veggie to try, there you go. You want to get some protein out of it. So guys, that's it. That's the way to be a ninja and sneak in a few extra grams of protein into your diet. Greek yogurt, powdered peanut butter. If you got to have some meat, go for those lean cuts of meat. And you can divide those up and have them throughout the day. Get those egg whites, put it in your oatmeal. You can put the egg whites in your shake as well, so you can get an extra 10 grams there. And again, you can snack on protein bars. Quest bars are delicious. Muscle Farm birthday cake, delicious. So grab those when you're trying to be a ninja and sneak in extra protein into your diet. And if you guys have any questions or you have a way that you sneak extra protein into your diet, the little ninja that you are, let me know at sidequestfitness@gmail.com. Now, guys, get out there and kick ass at life. Step up and you gotta get it fitness. Host Rob at the moment and the quest is, you gotta check it and wreck it. You're breaking personal records, and with the help of the guests, you won't be guessing on the lessons. That's a +5 fierce. Got a low-key Banff right here. You wanna meet him, there's no better way to greet him than to strike a boss pose. Take a look into the mirror.